always give us hearts to receive. I mean, the Bible says flesh and blood receive it, not the things of God. The things that we get from the Lord are birthed in our spirit by the Holy Spirit. You know, and that's why people, I mean, me and Teresa, but faith and patience is the title tonight. But me and Teresa, we read the Bible before we got saved. We started feeling like, man, we need to go to church, you know. And Travis, he is born, and I held him, and I started thinking, man, I can't let him know me like I am. You know, different things down that nature. Well, see, that wasn't me. That was the Holy Spirit. That was the Lord causing me to think I need change, and I hadn't thought it before then, you know, and everything. And but once I surrendered to the Lord, you know, I didn't really realize, and sometimes we may know or may not, but the force of God came on the inside of us. There's something been in me, Christ in me, this whole time I've been serving the Lord that actually pushes me towards God. You know, I mean, you know, it's called convincing, conviction. Conviction's not a bad word. You know, I mean, it's a convincing that I need God. It's a convincing of the things of God. You know, and once that revelation comes, you know, and the more that we seek the Lord, the more that He will reveal His plan to us and for our own personal life, you know, and for ministry. But how many knows faith and patience has to work together in order to receive the promises of God? They got to be working together. And patience is not, you know, I heard a guy tell me one time, and this is where Satan was trying to get me messed up as a young Christian, you know. I heard somebody that had been in the Lord a lot longer than me, and they're talking about patience. He said, don't ever pray for patience. Just don't do it. He said, I prayed for patience. He said, and I got so mad at my wife. I was going down the road, and I kicked the dash plumb out of the van, you know, after, and I realized it's because I prayed for patience. And I thought, I told him, I said, nah, man, you lost your temper. You had that opportunity before you believed God for patience. I said, and then I began to think about it. I thought, no, something ain't right about that. So I go looking in the Bible, and I found out that God is the God of patience. Patience means endurance. Endurance, taking a stand, not moving. Staying in a place, a given place without complaining, you know. I'm talking about in the Lord, you know. I'm not talking about sitting down in sickness and disease and all that. I'm believing God for healing and strength. I'm going to be long-suffering with it. I'm going to endure. How many knows the Bible says those that endure to the end shall be saved? Those that endure. Somebody say endure. Hallelujah. We got to be willing to endure, you know. And I mean, when we first get born again, some of us, everybody's not the same. I mean, I used to want to pray and God answer me right now before I get up. You know, or I believe God for something. I want it tomorrow. You know, that's fine when we're baby Christians, you know. God has mercy on us and all of that stuff, you know, and because we're ignorant of a lot of things. But the more that we develop, the more that we become like God. We're long-suffering. We're able to stand for long periods of time. See, when we come to the end of patience or endurance, your faith stops there. That's it. That's when I quit enduring, that's when faith ends. Now, we know that faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, whether it's preaching or we're praying or the Holy Spirit speaks the Word to us or, you know, we're reading and it sticks out to us. Faith comes through the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. It's not most people that I've seen that it's not a lack of faith they have. It's a lack of endurance. It's just a lack of endurance. There's not a limited supply of faith. Faith is the force of God, and it comes from the Word. That's why James said, be embracers. Be those that embrace the Word of God and not just hearers. Well, now, whenever I hear that, heard that back under, I used to hear people, you know, they would preach sermons, be doers of the Word, and make you feel condemned because you ain't measuring up, you know, or whatever, and all of that. And the Lord spoke to me one time. He said, my word is not to destroy you. He said, my word if you embrace it, will set you free. It'll change you. It'll transform you. It'll transform your life. But how many knows that faith is not enough? Faith is not enough to get the promises. I mean, God says he'll give you a house. He's going to give you a house you didn't build through the words. You know, that's what happened to me. I'm reading that, you know, and I'm reading in Deuteronomy over the blessings. I'm just reading them every day because I want to know what God's saying about us and about, you know, my life and my future and all that way back yonder. And I'm reading that, and in the scripture, he was actually making covenant with the children of Israel. And he told them, he was talking about Canaan land. He was talking about he's going to take them, and they're going to live in houses that they didn't build and drink out of wells that they didn't eat out of vineyards. And that, I mean, that stuck to me. That come alive on the inside of me. And I thought, bless God, right there is my dream, right there. It's in the scripture and all of that, you know. And but I didn't realize, and the Lord, he said, I'll give you you live in houses that you didn't build. Well, I've always wanted a house. I'm just making an example. I'm not just telling a story. So when somebody's giving their testimony or something in preaching, don't just take it as a story. You know, take it as, this is my life. This is what God will do for me if I will follow the Lord, if I'll be obedient to him. See, it's hard to have faith without being in obedience to the Lord. You know, your conscience will bother you. Obedience to the Lord, but faith is not enough alone. You can get faith, but anyhow, the Lord spoke to me and said he was going to give us a house, you know, and I thought, well, praise God, I want a brick house. Back then, I was scared of storms and stuff, so a brick house seemed like Mac, you know. It won't blow me away as quick as a trailer, you know, if it's coming. So I wanted a brick, you know, and so I knew on the inside that if I would lay hold of it, that God was speaking it to me. It wasn't something that I just come up with up here. I'm reading the Bible. You know, God knows what our desires are. God knows the desires that he puts in us that we don't even realize that'll come out as we walk with the Lord, as we stay in faith and learn some endurance, you know. I've seen people quit right before God give them a major breakthrough. They came to the end of endurance. They started looking at the way it felt and the way they felt, and we can't do all of that stuff. That's why the Bible says that we walk by faith, because of our confidence in God through what the Word says. And I've determined in my life, and the Holy Spirit spoke it to me about victory, because all I want is victory. I mean, I want him. He is victory, right? He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. So all I wanted was victory. You know, all I wanted was to experience victory in life, you know. And so God knew that. God knew all. So he begins to bring his word to that individual that seeks him, starts to trust him. Well, I felt like the Lord spoke to me. And so I told Teresa, I said, God's going to give us a house, and I've asked him for land. I want land, you know. And I'm believing God for a house and some land, you know, and everything. And 1 year goes by. Hadn't come yet, man. And I mean, I'm convinced, you know, because I'd heard what the scripture says in the back of, write the vision, make it plain, write it down, so that those that hear it or see it can run with it. And so I thought, you know what? I'm not going to get vision from the Lord and then lose it after a month or three. That was the Holy Spirit when he begins to convince us like that. Because, you know, I mean, he begins to build us so that we're willing to wait as long as we need to wait, waiting on what God has promised us in his word or by the Spirit of God. And so, year went by, and I'd tell Teresa, let's go ride and look. And I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, you know I go to church in Hansville, Lord. Now, I want to stay. I don't want to leave my church. You put me in that church, and I know that's the will of God. So, Lord, I can't move way off now. So I thought, Lord, it's got to be in the Bluntsville. I was already driving from Rosa for 8 years to church, 40 minutes, you know. Some people say it costs too much to drive over 10 minutes to church, but I understand. But I was in the will of God. Didn't matter where it was at. I was going. I'm going. So anyways, and I knew that was the will of God. So my faith, my endurance, through all the things that I had to go through to go to that church for 8 years, I had the power. See, the Bible, Paul said that you be strengthened in your inner man by his spirit. So I believe that. God, you'll strengthen me in my inner man. Well, I tell Teresa, let's go ride. Let's go look. We'll just look and feel on the inside. We're trying to learn how to hear from the Lord. You know, when we find that place, we're going to have that inward witness. This is it. You know, we don't know how to be led yet, really. We're trying to learn. We're endeavoring to be led by the Lord back then. We want to know, in other words, we want to know what God wants. We don't want to know where he wants us. We don't want to hit and miss. We want to know the will of God. That way we're not trial and error like the world does. You know, well, just trial and error. I would rather have what it is than go through the trial and error and the heartbreak and the discouragement and all of that comes along with that. So anyways, let's go. So man, we ride everybody. We're riding all the way to Huntsville. We're looking, you know, and nothing. 1 year goes by, 2 years goes by, 3 years goes by, 4 years goes by, 5. At about 6, Teresa says, I ain't going. She done wore me out. I'm not going. And I thought, I'm not going to turn loose of the promise. I will. And I would say, I will be in my house. I will enjoy land. I will have a brick house. I would say it year after year. Then Satan would come to me, well, it ain't going to happen. If it was God, it would have done come. I'd have these thoughts. I'd cast them down because I know the word in 2 Corinthians 10 over. It's arguing against what God spoke to me in the heart, dropped in the heart. So Teresa had about 6 years. She quit going back. She ain't riding around these back roads. We done rode all of them. I'm going through the same one. Maybe it's come up for sale between the first year and the third. Come on, somebody. That's called endurance. You got to have that, see? I don't care if it's healing or friendship or relationships or ministry or business or marriage. Or, you know, I mean, it don't make any difference. What area we apply, we must have some endurance because there's going to be time that things are not going to happen real quick in our life because God is doing a work in us. God is building us so that we endure. I know he did it through finances. Mac, I got money. People get mad, chuck me off if you want to. I don't care. I was 27 and broke. And I found promises in this Bible and God quickened them to me. And now I can't help it but to be blessed. I can't help it. The only way it won't happen is if I quit. Because God's not a quitter. See, there's no quit in endurance. And endurance is something that we build. He's not going to zap us with it. He done put himself on the inside of us. Now we got to develop that and develop the character of God. He says, add to your faith patience, virtue, right? Paul said, add to it. Add to your faith endurance. And so, you know what? Teresa quit. I didn't. I'm still riding them back roads, Mac. I'm going on. And somebody told me, how long are you going to do that? I said, till I am in my house. How long are you going to believe for healing until it manifests? And we ain't got to put God on a time clock with it. Just leave him alone. Let him do his thing. Let him work it. Let him work that word. Well, I need it now. No, we think we need things now. We need him now. We need more of him because the things that we need, how many knows God says, I know what you need before you ask. Well, if he knows what I need, don't you think he's a little smarter than me when I'm going to need it? Now, if I get in unbelief and all that, I can stop from getting what God wants. I mean, I can stop it. I can get in unbelief and upset with God. There was times I wanted to get upset with God. God, I don't understand. We love you. We're faithful to church, Lord. We tithe. We give, Lord. I won't put business before you, Lord. I won't put none of this stuff before you, Lord. Not pontoon, not anything, God, will I put before you. And I don't got my house. I had many times that I could have got mad at God. But you know, I didn't know what was going on. I just had to trust him. I trusted him. And Teresa kind of told a little bit of the story. I'm telling you this. I'm bringing this in because we got faith, but we got to have some endurance. I have to endure on Wednesday night. Mac, I've been here and preached to the pews, my friend. I mean, we started out 70, had a 70, 80. You know, and then come down, and Teresa didn't even come one night, and I preached to these pews. I really did. I mean, I thought, I felt discouraged. I really felt discouraged. I felt like quitting. I felt like, what's the use, you know, and all of that, see. And then I thought, no, bless God, it's not about that. So I get up here and preach one of the best sermons I've ever heard myself. Got under an anointing. Then you know what? When I did that, I thought, glory to God, maybe nobody won't come Sunday. That was so good. So I was anticipating nobody coming Sunday. Glory to God. Can't wait to get to church. What happened? See, once I didn't quit, an anointing broke in. A breakthrough in my spirit, a breakthrough in the natural, and all that happened. But what if I'd have just shut the doors and just quit? Then we wasn't reaching the world. We wasn't all over the world. We wasn't feeding hundreds of people in India. We wasn't reaching our local community at that time, you know. See, you can't afford to quit. I mean, you know, just like, I mean, there's times, you know, when I didn't have a praise team. We didn't have a praise team. You know, I did it. I got up here, I led praise and worship and all that back when Travis wasn't, but see, what if I'd have quit? You know, and then God began to add and brought Travis on the scene. Been doing it 12, 15 years now. He's anointed. See, I had to endure. And then I've had people to tell me since that, and all of y'all guys come on the praise, here they come on the praise team and different things. And I've had preachers to tell me, you know what, people would pay big money to have your praise team at their church. All they got is a karaoke machine, can't get nobody up there to sing. And I would always think, glory to God, glad I endured, glad I didn't quit, glad I kept pushing, you know. Had a guy one time trying to training Teresa with the drums, and he said, now, you know, it takes about 8 years. I said, 8 years? I ain't got 8 years, man. Get that drummer ready where she can drum tomorrow. God, we're having service tomorrow, not 8 years down the road. Man, you know. And I'm like, and I told him, I looked at him, and I said, well, bless God, as long as it takes, whatever it takes. If it takes 8 years, we'll make it till we break it. Well, you know, we got one of the best drummers on the planet. She don't think she is, but I know she is. She turned loose up the night and cracked us all up. What happened to you, man? Like a zap energy practice hit her. And she just turned loose, Max, shoot, man. We all started about to fall out on the stage. Look at all I'm getting to enjoy because I endured, man. That's you. That's me. That's anybody that'll go on and won't quit. If God has spoke to you and told you to do things, I mean, just like in my life right now, just like yesterday. Now, I've got things going. I'm a busy man. I could get rid of a lot of it. I mean, I'm choosing it right now. You know, I'm choosing what I could get rid of a lot of stuff if I want to, but I'm just not ready to. But anyways, I'm over there, and yeah, I come over there, and I'm drilling some of my holes for my post for my barn after work. Somebody say after work. I mean, you can work a couple hours after work to get stuff done, I think. I think God will anoint you. I believe he will. That's a dream. But anyways, I'm over there, and that guy says, oh, man, I'm going to stay and help you. I said, oh, no. I done like that, and he said, you ain't got a watch on. I said, I know about what time it is. He said, He said, well, I mean, I got the rest of the evening. I said, I don't. I said, it's Tuesday, and I said, my little grandkids will be there at 5 o'clock. I said, and it's 5 minutes after 4. I said, I've always been there for them. I said, and I was always there for my family, and Teresa and Travis, you know. I said, I'm not changing. I'm going through that. I don't care what don't happen over there. I got some endurance in that, you know, that's very important. So now I get to go home. Well, we fired up go-karts and stuff, and Teresa jumps on the little Hammerhead 150 and ain't got no brakes on it, Mac. And when I look, dust is flying. She's wide open. She's not even letting off the gas. So I just go up in the middle, and Aiden's trying to catch her. His go-kart's faster. He can't even catch her. And so they're going around and around, and I'm like, man, I'm just sitting there, you know, and I thought I could be over there drilling them stupid holes. But here I am sitting here enjoying my family and the Lord sitting there, you know. Well, all those dreams and desires, if I believe God and stay, if you got to stay right with things, God will give you a grace and anointing in the things that would normally take you a long time. He'll grace you and it won't take you very long. He'll give you wisdom and things work out, praise God, because you've got some endurance. Faith is not enough alone. Patience is not enough alone. I know patient people with no faith. They get no promises. They can endure a lot of stuff, but they don't have any faith. You got to have both of them working together. And some Christians have this attitude, well, if God wanted me to have it, God will get it to me. God will just get it to me. No, that's not really faith. Faith is you find the will of God. You find the promises. You find it. You read the word and you just depend on the Lord to reveal the promises to you. See, I'm 56. I've never been 56. I won't either, Mac. Lord spoke to me one time. I was about 35 years old. And I believe there's some more along in there. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you've never been here before. I thought, what is the Lord talking about? I just had it come up, you know. And he said, you've never been here before. So I started meditating on that. I thought, I've never been 35. I've never been in a marriage like I got. This is my first rodeo. You know, and I thought, well, bless God, I got to know what's going on here, Lord. You know my future. You know what's in my future. I don't. Did you know ain't none of us ever been here before where we're at? This generation ain't never been here before. But when looking back at the generation before, they hadn't been where they when they come out in that desert, they hadn't been in that desert before. They've been out there locked down in prisons and in work camps and different things like that. They come out there, they'd never been there. That's why God was telling them, trust me. I tested your heart to see if you would trust me or not. Did you know the word test us? God don't really test us. God don't test us. He don't tempt us. The Bible says if I'm tempted, I'm drawn away to my own desires. God don't tempt me with evil either. God is a good God. If evil's tempting me, it's not God. He's not testing me. I've heard people say, well, God's got me in a test right now. I mean, you know, because I've been having thoughts of adultery and all of that. And I tell them, that's not God. Don't blame God. God gives you good thoughts. God's thoughts are good, peaceful. I said, those are coming from the enemy. I said, no, God's not testing you. I said, God knows you have the ability in you to resist that. Well, that's just ignorant. That's just really being ignorant. And Satan might even give them that thought, this is God. You know? But see, when a person reaches the end of endurance, faith ends. I mean, you have to meditate on what I just said. You know, I mean, you need to meditate on that. Think about that. Ask God to help you with that. Ask God to reveal it. Because I only know so much. I mean, I'm just preaching this. I don't know what y'all doing. I don't know. You know, but when the end of endurance, that's it. God can't do nothing. I mean, if I'd have quit believing for my house, Mac, I'm telling you, the 10th year, And I didn't even feel wore out with it, burnout or nothing. Why? I'm in faith. I'm not coming out. I don't care what it looks like. I done made a conscious choice that I'm going to. You got to do that with your finances. You got to do that in your marriage. You got to do that with your body. You ought to say, I say it all the time. I say, yep, I know the Bible says that the outward man is perishing day by day, but my inward man, I say, Lord, my inward man is going to keep my outward man strong because my inward man is being renewed day by day. Well, I went and got the food today. Well, I know it's Sunday. I come back and I drove a truck for years, you know, and I started mash clutch and my knee hurt. And I was like, is this what Richard and them's talking about? You know? And then I said out loud, so what? You're still going to drive. You're still going to get the food. I'll be 900 years old if I stay alive, and I'll still be going to get the food. This body ain't going to, see what I'm saying? I could have got out, God. I got to call Monty. It's setting in on me, this truck driver out of stuff. Whatever it is. Ooh, Mac, it hurt. You can't afford to do that garbage. I can't afford to do that. So I just told it, shut up. You're fixing to go get on some other stuff. So I get out there, jump my truck, take off to Coleman and go to work. Go get the food and go to work. And I was thinking, man, I want it off today, but the phone keeps ringing. So I'm liable to be up yonder. And then Travis, where are you going tonight? I said, I'm going to work. You want me to go with you? 9 o'clock. I said, it's up to you. He said, well, let me get my clothes on. I'm thinking he's still naked at 9 o'clock. Still in Ernie's boxers at 9. I done got a half a day work done by 9, Mac. But you know what? I am well able. That's what Caleb and Joshua told him. Y'all shut up. Let us go up right now. Let me drive that box truck. Give me a semi. Give me 2 or 3 triaxles. I'll do it. But God, I need some holes dug. They're going 2 foot deep. I dug, dug, and dug. And it wouldn't go down. I thought, man, now it's hard up there. And that thing's foot around this auger. And I thought, man. And then I thought, oh, God, there's 17 more of these. You know, that'll make you want to quit. You got 3/4 of one down, 17 to go. So you know what I done? I thought, bless God, this is for the dogs here now. So I went over there, got on my tractor, got it started down in there, got off of it, left her drilling, because it's hard, Mac. I go over there and get on my other tractor with the front end loader. I thought, it's going down. So I go over there and I put that loader on there. I thought, this is a lot easier than the back. I drilled that hole 2 foot deep. Brother come over there, he said, good Lord. I mean, you ain't on that tractor out there. I said, I can't be on 2 tractors at one time. He said, what if that auger catches down there? I said, well, it's mine. I said, if it catches, it's going to tear something up, that's all. I said, what am I going to do? Not do it because that auger might catch? I said, that's what all them shear pins and stuff for. See, what I'm saying is, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to think my tractor might rear up, break, you know, all that. No, we can't get into all these details whether you're going to finish running your race or not. The Bible says for us to run this race with endurance. I go to work with endurance. I don't even have to go to work, Mac. I don't have to go. But God, can't see not. You know, I spent time with the Lord back yonder because I worked hard to get out of work. I spent time with the Lord, and I would tell the Lord, Lord, help me. Make me what your Bible says. Lord, help me to become what that Bible says, Lord. I want to be productive, Lord. I want to, in these things, the Bible says, it's Christ working in me, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. You know, I can get $50 or $60 an hour right now about anywhere I want to go to work. I'm worth money. God makes you worth. I mean, like the parable of that woman found a little bit in the field and went and bought it. Bought the whole field. Seen some jewels out there. There's things to see. We are precious in the sight of the Lord. We're the apple of his eye. He don't want to see us weak and sick and broke and struggling and all of that. Not that we don't go through things. We're going to go through trials. We're going. I told the Lord one time, I'm scatterbarrel here. Some of y'all need this stuff. I call it scatterbarrel. It's like, you know, man, you get a buck shot and you can't hardly hit that squirrel, but you get you a bird shot. And when it leaves that barrel, it spreads out. That squirrel's coming down. You ain't got to be bullseye. So, you know, God does that, I think, sometimes. What was I going to say? Y'all got me off on that. What? No, we don't. He wants us to be productive. And he makes us that way as we're yielding to him. That's why I was telling the Lord, Lord, make me what this is. But see, I would work hard to get out of work. And so once I did that, God began to work in me to be the best that I could be where I was working, that I'd worked for nearly 10 years. So, I mean, I set out, I'm going to work. I'm not going to try to get out of work. So I'm going to work, and now I'm doing the Bible. Work with your own hands, you know. And so I started yielding to that. And you know what it was doing? I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now, that God was building endurance to do the right thing in my heart. I was yielding to him to do it. And you know what? My boss come to me, first time he had ever come to me after I'd been working there about 8 or 9 months after I'd got born again, he called me to his office. And he said, Sugar, what's happened to you? I said, I don't know what you're talking about, man. What you talking about? What's happening to me? I said, I don't reckon nothing. I didn't know it. He said, well, he said, you're different. He said, you work. You don't hide. Well, all of them, when my boss would come out, they was all, he's like a little bulldog, you know, come out of there. And he had these swinging doors, reminding me of old saloon doors, you know, that you swang open and had them coming out of the store out back where we're at, you know, and they'd go, whoosh. And so that was our cue. If we standing around out there, when we heard them doors, look, God, we all scattered. Ain't nobody on the yard anymore. Everybody's just dead. He's out there. Where's everybody at? So, you know, we standing by the fire one morning, and I thought, greater's he that's in me. Look, God, I'm not doing nothing wrong. Ain't nothing to do, and I'm standing here getting warm. I told him, I said, I'm not running no more, y'all. I said, I'm just not going to run from that boss anymore. He's a man. I said, besides that, I got Jesus living on in. You can stay here with Jesus. We're not. And I said, well, that's fine. So, heard them doors, and I'm telling you, I looked, and everybody gone. Dust flying. They gone. I'm just standing there. I just stood there. I thought, well, I'm in a test here now. Bless God, I'm on endurance. So he comes down through there, and he walked like a, you know, I mean, he walked like he'd tear you apart, you know. This little short guy kind of. He comes down through there, and he stops there, and he said, Sugar, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm standing here by the fire. I'm getting warm. Where's everybody at? I said, they run when you come out. I said, they all split, Jack. Some of them's in that building. Some of them's in that building. I went, thank you, Sugar. Well, you just stay warm. I said, well, I will. I thought, Lord, Jesus is real. I mean, you know, I thought, Jesus is real. That dude didn't tear me up or nothing, you know. And you know, he went down there, and he told my brother, he said, now, what are y'all doing? We're sweeping. I done told him what they're doing. We was all standing there, and y'all run. But you know what? It was God, though. I mean, from then on, I had a confidence where I worked, and he had confidence in me. I mean, it just did some things. See, when we have faith in God and then we endure and yield to the Lord, people see it. People will see it. And that's where Jesus said, let our light shine, that men would see our good works and glorify God. He didn't say, let all your fancy preaching and quoting scriptures be a light. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But he said, let your light shine. So I wanted to be a light. I wanted to be a light, you know. And then they would make me mad, and I wanted to be a dark light to them. I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I said, my life is really, really good. I feel good on the inside, God, until people come into my life. He said, now you know how I feel. I thought, God, he's got all these people. Man, they can cause you trouble. You ever had any trouble with people? I have. You'd be doing good. Doing good. And then you have somebody, you know, thorn. They call it thorn in the flesh. It ain't. That was a messenger of Satan. And then you'll be like, man, what's the use of trying to be a Christian? These people right here know I'm trying to serve God. And then they want to get on your last nerve. But you know what? Now, time goes on, Lord. I'll be like, well, Lord, that's what you called me to do. I wanted to be used by you. I wanted to, you know, and all that. Now you're using me. I felt like a door. One time I felt like a doormat. I just felt like people just wipe their feet on you. They don't care. You know, people just don't care. And about that time I was thinking that, the Lord had this lady to come to work down there, and every other week or so, she would bring some scripture or something, or tell me some scripture. Brought me something. Blessed are the feet of those who preach the gospel. And she would tell me, she would say, just endure. She was getting it too. Endure them, you know, she hadn't been lightly about Christianity. It's okay. She'd tell me it's okay. That was God. And it caused me, by the time I left there, I was like, well, God, people can't move me away from God. You know, but you know, what if I hadn't endured? What if I'd have just picked up a two before like I would have done before I got born again and let them all have it? Y'all don't mess with me again. I get one of you and the rest of you will know. What if I'd have did that? What kind of light would it have been? It wouldn't have. So my boss told me that. So I said, well, Jack, I said, what happened, my friend, is I got born again. Now I care about making you money. I said, I don't want to come to work and just ride the clock anymore. I said, I want to come and be the best I can be and make all the runs I can do for you all day long because you pay me good. You pay me to do it. I said, and I'm not going to sit around and stuff like I used to when I get on the job for an hour and a half killing time. You know, I got my leg cut with a chainsaw. I cut my leg with a chainsaw. And so I was off work for a few days or whatever. And they sewed it up, you know. And so the doc told me 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it was. I mean, and I'm there, and I'd been saved probably about 6 months. And I mean, if I'd have thought I could get off work, I'd have cut my leg before then. You know? To get off of work, man. I just hadn't thought about using the chainsaw. Now it's that easy. Just whack your leg and you ain't going to get to work. You know? And so I'm there and I just felt so useless. You know? I mean, in here, I just felt like, man, this is not me. I need to be working. They need me down there. So I called up my boss and I said, look, Jack, I said, I can't tote sheetrock and block and all that stuff right now. I said, I really want to. I really hate that I'm off right now. I really hate it because I know you need me. I said, but look, I can drive. I said, I can drive the truck. You can load it. I can run the boom. I said, I'll just keep my legs straight. All I need is to get started off in first gear. I said, once I get started off, I don't need to stop. I said, I know how to do it. Well, come on in, sugar. I felt like I had killed Satan. I'm like, glory to God. I'm going to work. I went to work, man, with sewed up leg and everything. And you know what? I thought, this is a miracle. What, am I stupid? Man, I usually would just, you know, not want to go to work at all. What was happening, see, my faith in God and the Word, was changing me on the inside, making me become what the Bible at that point said I was already, a king and a priest unto God. Somebody that's being built a spiritual house, giving spiritual sacrifices to the Lord. I was being built. And then I thought, man, this stuff's really working in me, man, really. You know, go to church one night, and Bradley brings up the scripture, and he said, I want y'all to notice this scripture right here. He said, and it says, and Paul said, and being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, the Word of God. I thought, there it is. I'm being. He said, see, you get saved. He said, then salvation begins to work itself in the ones that will let it. Now you're being changed and born of the Word of God. We're born of God's Word. Born of His Word. Hallelujah. When a person reaches the end of endurance, faith ends. And faith is the force of God. The Bible says if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we'll speak to that mountain. And it'll move. See how important faith is? The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. I read that and I began to look up all the scriptures of Him rewarding me in the Bible so that I would know what's going to happen to me if I diligently seek Him. And I really believe Him. Then all of these promises of God are in the Bible. The Bible says that when I got married, that we two become one. We're one flesh. And we do. I mean, I make the ultimate choices at my house, but I mean, Teresa's a seeker. She seeks the Lord. She fasts and she prays and we talk things over. I mean, I just don't go make a whole lot of decisions without running it across, you know, and I need this, I think I need this, I feel led to this. Nothing wrong with that. But after I become where I'm not going to do anything to hurt my family, God was able to develop me faster. Where I was about His will and not my will, then God was able to develop me faster and develop you faster. The more that we want the will of God and to comply when we know it's the will of God, the faster we'll develop and the more things that'll unfold in our life. The more things that'll be revealed to us. But one thing we got to have is some endurance. You know, I remember I tell it, you know, about Zach. He's just one, but that was a real good one to me because, I mean, I thought here I've got a young man in my arena, you know, that I can help him to get on course, that he don't quit when he goes to work somewhere because it's hard or he don't like the boss or, you know, don't really like it or whatever the case may be, you know. I thought I could help mold him. I've got to do it. And so he didn't want to do a play, you know. Y'all know the story I've told you. Now, I thought to myself, I thought, I cannot not do it. That is my duty to help him realize you know. So I went to him. I said, what's up, man? And it was discouraging Sandy. He wouldn't have discouraged Sandy for nothing. She's all gung-ho to get this thing done, you know, and all of that. We all going to go through those times. Well, he just looked at me and he said, well, my heart's not in it. I said, well, get it in it. I said, get it in there. I said, you don't start something and not finish it. I said, so get your heart in it. I said, and the next time, think it over before you sign up for something at church. Because if you sign up, don't quit. What was I doing? Helping him. Now Zaxby's probably loves him. And his next, in the army, they're going to love him. Give him a bazooka. Give him a, you know, give the boy a gun. He's been trained. He's been trained to endure some bullets. Hope you don't never get none, but hey, if it is what it is, you signed it up for it. You'll have to depend on the anointing over there. God, I think I got your grace and the shield of faith. And he'll be like, what's got to preach up our good Lord? What was it? What was it? What was it? What was that? Oh, be strong. Don't be weak. Then he'll say, I'm strong in the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm making a scenario that probably won't ever happen. But it could. It could. And you know what? The thing about it is, I was helping him do something I've done. See, you can't lead nobody where you ain't been. Somebody can tell me, well, that faith stuff don't work. Oh, you ain't never been there. You're looking at somebody, buddy, that's got it. I got it. Where's it at? You can't see it. Just follow me. The only way you're going to be able to see it is follow me. Just go to church where I go to church. Follow. Watch how we do ministry. Watch how we hear from God. Watch how we believe Him with the impossible stuff. And then you can see it. I said, well, I can see faith. I see it in most of y'all, all of y'all. You still here? I seen Johnny go for 2 years. Boy fasted so much he turned white. I thought, man, we're going to have to go get that boy a new wardrobe. Well, he started having trouble, whatever it was, and I didn't ask. I thought about asking. I thought, I don't want to know. I'm just going to stand with him. See, if you ain't a busybody, you don't care. Whatever they're going through, it don't make no difference. You're going to stand with them, right? You're going to believe with them. If I knew what was going on, I might not have had no faith. Good Lord, is that it? I don't know. You know, I come in one time, and I thought, he's turned into a hot boy. You know, his britches, man. I'm like, God, I could get in there with him. But you know what? I seen him endure. I seen him weak after. I seen his dad die and he didn't quit. I seen Dak go through and I seen him get more involved in the church. I seen him get more involved in the word. I seen him get more involved in ministry. I seen it. I thought, that boy's got faith. When he first come here, I felt it. I told Teresa, I said, something different about that boy. I didn't know you. I said, there's something different about him. I said, we'll see as time goes on. Well, we've seen it. Times went on. And I'm not just bragging. All of y'all. And if you have been a quitter, quit. If you're going to quit, quit being a quitter. I mean, really, that would come out of my spirit. If you've been a quitter, quit. Right? You're going to hear that next time. I got to quit. Oh, I got to quit quitting. I got to quit. God, help me quit. Help me quit being a quitter. Help me, God. Help me quit. Ask him to help you quit. Quit being a quitter on faith. Quit being a quitter on your healing. Quit being a quitter on your marriage, where you work. Hallelujah. Quit being a quitter. The Lord gave me a sermon one time. Winners never quit, but quitters never win. And he told me, he said, son, how can I make you win when you quit? How can I get you to your financial destiny when you quit? How can I when you quit? And I said, well, you can't. You won't be able to do it. Give me that Hebrews 6, Beth, please. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had what? Patiently, steadfast, endured, he received the promise. The Lord told me one time, he said, I've got promises for you. He said, but you're going to have to be like Abraham. Go read Romans 4 is what he told me. The Bible says he staggered not at the promises of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, that he counted God able to do what he had promised. And you know what? I went in my marriage and I did that. I tell God every now and when Teresa gets in the flesh, I'll tell him every now, you're going to have to do it again, Lord. I'm not going to quit. You might as well do it again, Lord. You made promise to me that if I would love her like Christ so loved the church, you know, that you would restore and I would have a good marriage. I got one on account of that. The Word of God working. I wouldn't quit. Had people tell me, good Lord, boy, you know how to pick them. Talking about Teresa. You know how to pick them. Some of y'all know. But you know what? She's made a man out of me, Monty. I still tell her, she'll tell me I'm going to spank you now or something down in nature. And I always tell her, I'm going to take you to the ground. You're going down. You're going to the ground. Well, used to we'd fight, she'd beat me up, so instead of letting her just beat me up, I'd take her to the ground. You're going to the ground, man. I'm not going to hurt you now, but, you know, I'm going to take you down. So I just remind her back yonder, that's how we do things. So we have fun with it, man. I mean, been married a long time. I'm believing God for all of y'all's marriages to be, oh, we're celebrating our 40th. I'm like, glory to God. Hallelujah. 40. Hey, I just run across a dude the other day celebrating 50. 50. I told him, I said, I'm going to catch up with you. Are you? I said, yeah, I'm 36. Oh, I was 37. I said, I'm going to have 50. Well, I got some examples before me. You know, got some examples before me. But he said, give me that. Let's go to, I'm going to have to go on here. Hebrews 10. Give me that Hebrews 10. I want to get it and we'll try to close. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense and reward. For you have need of patience. I mean, patience is all. Paul said one time, consider the patience of Job. Luke 21:19 says, in your patience, you possess your soul. You lay hold of things. But he said, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense and reward. For you have need of endurance, that after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promises. See, it ain't receive the promises and then we'll do the will of God. Paul was told where to go, and the Holy Spirit showed up in the book of Acts and told him. He said, everywhere you go, you're going to be in bonds, and you're going to have trouble, and you're going to get put in prison. And told him the things that was going to happen because he's serving Jesus. He said, but none of these things move me. None of these things move me. You see, we've got to build endurance. I believe we got it. I believe we got it on the inside. I believe it's an attribute of God according to Galatians 5:22. I believe it's a fruit of the Spirit of God. But it's not automatically developed. That's the problem. He won't force us to do it. We will stay babies if we don't learn to endure some hardship. We will stay baby Christians. You'll stay subject to Satan anytime he wants to make you feel bad. Anytime he wants to hurt your feelings. Anytime he wants to make you look at something to discourage you. I was telling Travis just today, I'm living out the promises of God. I mean, they're coming to pass now more in my life than they ever have. And it's really not because I've got more faith. It's because I won't quit. I just won't give up on things. And it causes things to happen in your marriage and your finances and all that stuff, you know. I was telling Travis today, I said, what if? I said, I see the results of not quitting in business, in church and everything. I said, what if I'd have quit? I would be broke today. I'm convinced I'd be broke. I mean, if I'd have quit, but I'm not. Went to the bank the other day and she said, now, you know, that check won't be good till a day they change, you know. And I said, I don't care. She looked at me and she said, what? I said, I've got money. Lots of people got money. They don't care. I don't care. She said, oh, well, yeah, you got money. I said, I know it. I said, I don't care. I said, I don't need that check for tomorrow. I said, what would bother me if I didn't have no money? Then I put that in there and I need to write a check on it, and then the money ain't in there. I said, but that don't bother me because I got money. See, now some people take that as arrogant. We used to walk and make, God, can y'all make that right? I bounced that check and it was $20. Reckon y'all could do something about that? That's a lot of money. Now I got money, I never bounce checks. Never. In fact, matter the bank wants me. You ain't gonna leave us, are you? I said, as long as y'all good to me, I won't. I told him, I said, no, I have to come down here and help y'all with some things every now and then. Y'all need me. Coming, I walked in the other day and that lady that she kind of oversees, what do you need? I taught him how to send money to India. I helped him. We never did that. I said, that's why I'm here. I said, God sent me down here and you said you're a Christian. So God needs you to help me get this money to India. didn't go through one time. They locked down, Mac. The government shut it down because it was coming from a church. And I went in there, and she said, I said, what happened to my money? Didn't get there. I don't know. I said, I want you to get my money back. Me? How do I get it back? I said, I don't know. I'm not a banker. I said, all I know is I sent money and the government stopped it. I said, now you get my money back from the government. You've got more pull about this than I do. Okay, we'll see what you do. I said, I'll see you in there too. She called me up. I said, Scotty, we got your money back. They need to give me a raise down there, mate. They learning all kind of stuff down there at that bank. You know? Praise God. See, but what I'm saying, see, you're not a beggar. We're believers. We're not them that draw back. We're them that move forward and take steps of faith. And we increase more and more in the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't believe I'll ever quit growing. Not till God sends Jesus after me. He's so vast and wide and deep and wise. Hallelujah. We just keep a growing. Praise God. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Tomorrow when that thing hits you, don't go, why me, Lord? Why me, Lord? An extra bill. That's all I needed. I was trying to save some money, Lord. No, endure it. Endure hardship as a good soldier. Don't start crying. Gas shoots up a little more. Quit driving. You don't get your Harley and take the Harley instead of the 6-0, man. We gonna vote, Mac. We gonna do it. We voted last one, but we gonna do it again. Praise God. And we believe in. We believe in that things will turn around. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. Anybody got anything on your heart? Anybody need prayer before we do?